بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم على صلاتهم خاشعون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
Brothers and sisters, condolences to you and the Imam Zaman and the Muslim Ummah on this the occasion of the third night of the month of Muharram. And Imam Hussein by this time have reached Karbala, and the situation from this night onwards is changing, always changing, and always getting more and more serious and more and more frightening, as the daughters of Bibi Zahra alayhi salam are stranded in the sands of Karbala. Brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein said on the day of Karbala, the day of Ashura, "Hal min nasirin yansuruna?" Is there anyone who will help us? Is there anyone who will help our cause? And this cry rings through the ages and meets all places, that we might know that we have a responsibility to help Imam Hussein, about whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-Husaynu minni wa ana min al-Husayn." That Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. We can understand that the Hussein is from the Rasulullah because that was his grandson through his daughter Fatima alayhi salam. But what is the meaning of I, Rasul, is from Hussein? Brothers and sisters, Rasulullah was pointing to the fact that Imam Hussein would be the savior of Islam. And because of his sacrifice, because of his rising for Islah of the Ummah of his Rasul, this action of Islah, striving for Islah and for Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy bin Munkar, is what would bring about new life to the mission of Rasulullah. Because, brothers and sisters, be certain that were it not for the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, we would not have Adhan and Iqamah and Salat and Zakat and all the pillars of Deen today. This sacrifice of Imam Hussein aborted a move by the Bani Umayyah, led by Yazid, to destroy not just Islam but all religions. He was on a path of total destruction of religion. He admitted openly that if this was just a game and that they would do what they wanted, they would do what they like with this religion. So because of Imam Hussein, our sisters have hijab today. Because of Imam Hussein, we have every dimension of Islam and the bounty and mercy of Allah today. So we cannot pay back, really and truly, brothers and sisters. We cannot really pay back what Imam Hussein has done for us. But what we can do is strive in our own little way to respond to his call and answer his calls. We can try to be Ansar of Hussein. And yesterday we were reflecting on the ayah, "Qad aflaha man zakaha," that he is indeed successful who causes his soul to grow. And we recited at first, "Qad aflaha al-mu'minun." And this Quran is so beautiful that one part of it speaks to the other. And this is pointing to the fact that the qualities of the mu'minun, which are recited all over the Quran, they are all pointers to direct us and to guide us in respect of the process of tazkiyah. In this particular passage which I quoted from Surah Al-Mu'minun,
"Oh people, have mercy on me, I am Hussein's top of what I've said. My great grandfather's Ahmed.
The passage began with the salah. الذين هم على صلاتهم خاشعون. And the need for khashya, the need for that humility and that fear in respect of our salah. And this was so much demonstrated by all the ma'sumeen, brothers and sisters. You know, when Imam Hussein and other imams, likewise, Imam Zainul Abidin would get pale when he was just going to make wudu. And they would be crying in going to make wudu, in preparing for salah. And the companions around them would be wondering why. They would be asking, well, why? And they would respond that, you know me. You know your imam, which is me, a human being. But I know Allah. They really knew Allah. So because of what they knew, it would bring about this khashya so powerfully demonstrated through their changing color and their crying in a simple act of making wudu. And this is just one dimension of the salah. There are so many other dimensions, brothers and sisters, that we need to apply to ourselves, such as the focus, you know, to be able to concentrate. We are so preoccupied with the business of this life. It is so much of a distraction to us, especially us here in the West. You know, our business is so much prevailing in our minds that for us to develop that focus, it calls for embarking on a constant program of practice. It is only through that exercise of constant attempting to achieve that focus that we can really leave off everything when we say Qadqamati Salah and leave everything behind. Otherwise, Shaitan will come in front. He runs away when he hears the Azan, and he's coming back when the Iqamat call to come in front of us and distract us from our focus on Allah. But when we look at the example of Amir al-Mu'mineen, we see that when they wanted to remove an arrow from his foot, they were advised to wait until he was in prayer. And the prayer would be his anesthetic. Because of his deep concentration and communion with Allah, at that point in time, you could take out that arrow and he feels nothing. This is Amir al-Mu'mineen. So, brothers and sisters, it is not enough for us to focus only on the fara'id, where salat is concerned. For us to develop this type of proficiency with salat, and for us to climb the spiritual ladder, we have to implement the nawafil. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. From Surah Isra, chapter 17, that some part of the night, wake up for it. Perhaps your Lord will raise you up to a praised estate, a high station. The Salatul Tahajjud. Over and over, the Imams would emphasize about the Salatul Layl, over and over, because of its importance. Amir al-Mu'mineen is reported to be one who prayed 1,000 rak'at every night. Over and over, we are exhorted about this. Surah Al-Furqan mentions about, again, the qualities of the believers, which you need to look at in all the so many different ayat. But this particular passage in Surah Al-Furqan mentions about Ibad al-Rahman. وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا السَّلَامَ وَالَّذِينَ يَبِتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. يَبِتُونَ means to spend the night. They spend the night in sijda and standing. And this, we have an example again from Karbala, brothers and sisters. When we go to Karbala, the camp of Imam Hussein was like bees just humming that whole night. Because, you know, the Imam spent his night, he broke his night into different sections, different parts. Part with his family, part with his friends and companions, and explaining to them about what was going to happen the next day. And that part of the night when it was time for prayer and communion with Allah, because this is the last day, the last night now, it was like bees humming. While the other party, the drums and carrying on partying, they were like bees, only humming was the noise of prayer. Salat, because the next day is time for jihad. The next day is time for giving the supreme sacrifice, the sacrifice of their lives. So the salat is a preparation, and Karbala demonstrates that it goes hand in hand with our physical action, our action fi sabilillah. The salat throughout the Quran is always combined with something, some other practice. Yuqimuna salat, yuqtuna zakat, and other parts it is combined with other physical and practical actions, because salat alone is not by itself, it is a preparation. And in this case in Karbala, it is demonstrated aptly that the salat is a preparation for that supreme sacrifice, that sincerity of niyat and focus that we are going to die, and we are going to die totally seeking the pleasure of Allah. Nothing else is in our minds but love for Allah and giving our lives for Him and Him alone. This is not about tribe and glory and name and fame. This is about purely jihad fi sabilillah. Innama al-mu'minuna, Surah 49, Surah Hujurat. Innama al-mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu wa jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah ulaika humus sadiqun. This ayah may appear strange. It says that only those people are believers who believe. The name being used is believers, but the first thing they are being asked to do, they are being described as doing, is believing. Innama al-mu'minuna alladhina amanu. And their belief is of such a nature that they have never since doubted. But instead they have waged the struggle with their wealth and their lives. They give everything. They give all of their resources in the way of Allah. They give all their energy, all their time in the way of Allah. And Allah describes these as the sincere people. This causes a reflection on the Battle of Uhud. And, you know, the Quran exhorted some of the companions, they exhorted the companions who ran away from the battlefield. You know, these senior companions who became such big boys, you know, because of the politics. So the Rasul questioned them, "Why did you run from the battlefield, O my companions?" They replied, "We heard a voice saying, 'Qad qutila Rasulullah.' The Rasul has certainly been killed." So they asked Amir al-Mu'minin, did you hear that, those words also? He said, "Yes." So he said, "Why did you run?" He said, "I did not believe it. I believe it to be the word of Iblis." He said, "If I ran, then I would be become a disbeliever after believing." Subhanallah. Alladina amanu. They are believers, but believe, first point. Then strive with everything. Strive with your wealth and soul. These are the qualities, brothers and sisters. We reflected on an ayat from Ibadur Rahman. Alladina yamshuna alal ardi hawna. They walk humbly. The believers are humble people. And when the ignorant address them, this is salam. That is one aspect. There are another aspect also. In the ayah of Surah 48, the last ayah, it says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So, yes, the believers are walking in the earth with all humility and everything. But when it's time to respond appropriately, the believer responds. And so it was when Amr ibn Abd al-Wud jumped into the trench. You know this trench that was engineered by Salman Muhammadi, because when Prophet heard them say Salman Farisi, he said, don't say Salman Farisi, say Salman Muhammadi, because as-Salmanu minna ahlul bayt. He gave him that special honor because of his devotion to ahlul bayt, Salman. He engineered this trench, and this kafir jumped it. When they came with all the hordes, the Ahzab, to eliminate the Rasul and his Ummah, he jumped in his trench and he started reciting poetry to challenge the Muslimin. The Muslims, they knew of Abdul Wahab's history from way back. He was a powerful man, vibrant soldier, very strong. So these Muslims, they are again, just like in Uhud, frightened, they bowed their heads and they scared. Rasul asking, Man li hadha al-qalb? Who will deal with this door? Rasulullah is a Rasul of mercy, rahmatulil alameen. But he has resorted, in this case, to calling this individual a dog. Kalb, Man li hadha al-qalb? He's resorted to calling him a dog. Why? Because the individual who can rise up against the Rasul of Allah is not a human being. So Rasul says, Man li hadha al-kalb? Who is for this dog? Nobody is rising up. And he's reciting poetry, making the Muslim shame. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, O Prophet, I can respond in poetry and I can also fight him. While all of them are, they only bowing their heads, they not want to go at all. Amir al-Mu'mineen was given permission by Rasulullah and he jumped into the trench with Amr ibn Abdul Wud. Amir al-Mu'mineen said, accept Islam. He said, no, I refuse. He said, I'll go back. He said, I can't go back. The women of Arabia will laugh at me. He was a proud man. He said, then make ready for war. So Amir al-Mu'mineen gave him choices. After giving him poetry, because he always responded to these bad boys, you know. Amr said, I will not fight you. He said, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, why? He said, you are not a companion of the Prophet. The Amir said, I am Ali. Prophet said, Amir al-Mu'mineen said, I am Ali. Then Amr agreed. And to show his power, this man was so dread. He cut all the four horses of his sword in one strike to show his power and to show that there was no turning back. There is no room to get frightened from you and jump back on my side. So it's forward or death for me. And so it was that Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen continued and finished off Amr ibn Abdul Wud. The companions all the time frightened and hoping that Ali would finish him off quick, because they know that if this man escape and get away, trouble for them. Prophet said, all of faith, when Amir al-Mu'mineen was going up, he said, all of faith is going up against all of Kufr. The whole of Iman is going up against the whole of Kufr.